ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਵੈਲਕਮ ਟੂ ਦ ਸੈਗਮੈਂਟ ਆਫ ਖੋਜ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਡੇ। ਆਵਰ ਰੈਸਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਇਜ਼ ਆਸਾ ਮਹਲਾ ਪੰਜਵਾਂ, ਬਾਣੀ ਆਫ ਦ ਫਿਫਥ ਗੁਰੂ, ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ, ਐਂਡ ਦ ਫਸਟ ਸਟੈਂਜ਼ਾ ਰੈਸਟੇਸ਼ਨ। ਆਸਾ ਮਹਲਾ ਪੰਜਵਾਂ, ਵੰਜ ਮੇਰੇ ਆਲਸਾ, ਹਰ ਪਾਸ ਬੇਨੰਤੀ, ਰਾਵੋ ਸਹੋ ਆਪਣੜਾ, ਪ੍ਰਭ ਸੰਗ ਸੁਹੰਤੀ, ਸੰਗੇ ਸੁਹੰਤੀ ਕੰਤ ਸੁਆਮੀ, ਦਿਨਸ ਰਹਿਣੀ ਰਾਵੀਐ, ਸਾਸ ਸਾਸ ਚਿਤਾਰ ਜੀਵਾਂ, ਪ੍ਰਭ ਪੇਖ ਹਰ ਗੁਣ ਗਾਵੀਐ, ਬਿਰਹਾ ਲਜਾਇਆ ਦਰਸ ਪਿਆ, ਅਮਿਓ ਦ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਟ ਸਚੰਤੀ, ਬਿਨਵੰਤ ਨਾਨਕ ਮੇਰੀ ਇੱਛ ਪੁੰਨੀ, ਮਿਲੇ ਜਿਸ ਖੋਜੰਤੀ, ਬਿਰਹਾ ਲਜਾਇਆ ਦਰਸ ਪਿਆ, ਅਮਿਓ ਦ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਟ ਸਚੰਤੀ, ਬਿਨਵੰਤ ਨਾਨਕ ਮੇਰੀ ਇੱਛ ਪੁੰਨੀ, ਮਿਲੇ ਜਿਸ ਖੋਜੰਤੀ। ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਨਕਸ ਪਲੀ, ਨਾਨਕਸ ਡੈਕਲਰੇਸ਼ਨ। ਬਿਨਵੰਤ ਨਾਨਕ, ਐਂਡ ਨਾਨਕ ਹੇਅਰ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਸੈਲਫ ਰੈਫਰੈਂਸ ਬਾਈ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ। He says, Meri ich punni, my wish has been fulfilled. Mile jis khojanti, because I found the one that I was looking for. And he was looking for the self. So, in order to get there, he begins by saying, Vanj mere aalsa hari paas benanti. The first thing to do is to put aside one's indifference, one's laziness, if you will. That is the first thing to do, is to get motivated. Har paas benanti. So make a supplication to the har, to the essence within. In other words, rev up the engine, become motivated. Then, Ravo saho apanada prab sang suhanti. And so the motivation is, may I enjoy the experience of my master within. Because when I do, prab sang suhanti. Because when I am in union with the Prabh, I look sohanti, I look beautiful. What that means is that when you realize the potential that you are capable of, when you accomplish, then it comes with a certain sense of attainment. And that in itself is a thing of beauty. So, Ravo Saho Apana. Ravo, essentially, in very straight terms, it means enjoying, relishing my essence, the self, becoming one, because we are fragmented. Sange Suhanti Kant Swami. Looking good in this company of the Kant, the spouse within, because the gurus have used the feminine voice to speak about themselves as the soul bride and the self being the spouse. Din sarani raviye, in other words, the union that comes about with the self is constant. So this is a whole different perspective with which you're looking at the world. Because now, experiencing the self means experiencing that part of the mind that is otherwise dormant or hidden. And that mind is where Vivek Buddhi is, the power of discernment that is otherwise not awakened. It's there, but we are not in touch with it to the point where we can direct events with it. But now we can. So the whole mind is at work, the left hemisphere and the right. The intuitive mind and the cognitive mind are together. And that togetherness, once it happens, is never rent asunder. Biraha lajaya darsapaya. Biraha. Biraha lajaya darsapaya amyo drishta sichanti. So one who lives by this union, which means one who cultivates virtues, is one. So any sense of separation is something to be ashamed of, for being irrelevant. And the vision of the Almighty gives direction to life. Amyo, Amrit, that is this life-giving vision which irrigates and revitalizes the withering mind. Amyo drishti sichanti, drishti. A vision to move forward. Binwant Nanak, Miri Ichpunni, Nanak says, my prayers have been answered. Mile jis kuchanti, when I found the self that I was looking for. Waheguru Ji ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji ki Fateh.